From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the Chicago area, the stench, now rising from packed dumpsters and trash cans, should begin to disappear. The 9-day garbage strike is over. Striking Teamsters voted this evening to accept an agreement with private garbage companies. Garbage haulers promised to work through the night to clear away ballooning piles of trash. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
Earlier today, before a vote on their proposed contract began, about 10 striking Teamsters continued picketing outside a garbage transfer site, while drivers passing by honked their support. Two strikers, who refused to give their names, waved their appreciation.
The average person puts their garbage out and it disappears. They don't know us. They never hardly see us. They don't know about us. But now they're knowing us because the stuff's stinking.
They're actually seeing how much work that we do, and that's part of it too. We all want respect. People look down at us because we're garbage men. But you know what? I always say, I haul garbage. I'm not garbage.
The Teamsters earn between $10 and $21 an hour. A disagreement over wages and benefits with the Chicago area refuse haulers caused them to walk off the job October 1st. While they tried to come to terms on their own, it took a federal mediator to step in and several more hours of bargaining for them to reach the proposed agreement. It includes a 28% hike in wages and benefits over the next 5 years. Walking near the alley of his discount store on Chicago's north side, Tony Husseri pointed to overflowing trash dumpsters. He says he can hardly wait for the trash to be picked up.
Look at the alley. Look at the garbage in here. Look at the street. That's terrible. And this is nothing. You go to another alleys, you can't even walk, not even a drive.
In Chicago, trash pickup did continue for single-family homes and apartment buildings of 4 units or fewer. That's under the city's purview. And the city also serviced Wrigley Field and surrounding businesses during this week's National League playoff games between the Cubs and the Florida Marlins. Despite those efforts and attempts by some suburban communities to create garbage delivery spots for residents, the work stoppage has halted garbage pickup for millions of residents and businesses in northern Illinois. Officials have begun to urge double bagging and other measures to cut down on the amount of garbage piling up. But sitting outside his apartment building, Phil Crony said he had not done anything special.
Put regular bags, just like normal. The squirrels are getting in it now. But I don't see no rats. It's squirrels.
And crisp autumn weather had initially minimized the stench. But recent warmer temperatures have started to make the piled up trash in alleys stink. At Ann Sather's restaurant, owner Debbie Tunney says she held off ordering more supplies in hopes that the strike would be over this weekend.
We were blessed this morning with them coming in before the strike was over and picking up our garbage, which was over a week.
Tunney says she and her workers have been taking boxes apart, rinsing out plastic, and placing food that's trash in separate garbage bags. She says the strike has made her more aware.
We're going to continue to do that because it really wasn't that difficult for us to do. And it's going to save us a lot of garbage space.
The Chicago area refuse haulers say garbage trucks could be back on the road tonight, with crews working throughout the night to pick up all the garbage that's accumulated. Meantime, Chicago officials say the city is considering suing the Trash Haulers Association for the costs the city has incurred during the strike. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.